Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday, the 5th of September. This is Michael Collins Piper. A little bit tired here this evening, but here with you nonetheless. Coming to you from Washington, D.C., which, of course, is the headquarters of American Free Press newspaper. And if you go to, I'm going to do some advertising here tonight. If you go to the American Free Press website at AmericanFreePress.net, or so I'm told, or so I believe, I think you'll find a big spread advertising my new book, Target Trafficant, which tells the story of how criminals set up and took down Congressman Jim Trafficant, who, as far as I'm concerned, may well have been the best member of Congress, bar none, during the last 20 years or so. I don't mean to exclude Ron Paul, but in some respects, Jim Trafficant really was the man who probably best represented the grassroots of the American people from a real grassroots sense. Jim Trafficant was no ideologue. He was just a man with gut instincts to do the right thing. And as a course of doing the right thing, he was targeted by some very powerful people. I don't need to tell you who they were, but you can figure it out for yourself. And now he's sitting in a federal prison. Well, there's a lot of people that should be in federal prison. I could go on about that. In any case, quite a few little items I want to talk about with you here this evening, and I will have to talk a little bit more about the new Republican vice presidential nominee, Sarah Palin. Very, very interesting. I don't necessarily believe the polls, but I saw a poll today which shows that she actually has higher favorable ratings by a point or two than either Barack Obama or John McCain. The lady is the new star. You know, I was interested to see, folks, that after I said some nice things about Sarah Palin, saying that she seemed like a nice lady, that's before all the information had come in on her, I was surprised to see that quite a few people in the audience who were ahead of me in getting some information about her wrote me in great distress, and I suppose rightly so, saying, she's no nice lady, and then using some rather choice language to describe Mrs. Palin. Well, I, let's face it, this is what you have to remember. She's a politician. Sarah Palin is a politician. We might think of her as a nice mother and this and that and so on. But, you know, she's a politician. You don't get to be governor of any state, let alone a state like Alaska, without breaking some kneecaps, so to speak. I have learned that while mayor of Wasilla, Alaska, Mrs. Palin asked the library how she could go about banning books because some voters thought they had inappropriate language in them. Well, you know, that's scary in and of itself. Now, I know a lot of you out there don't like books that have nasty language in, but, you know, where do you draw the line? When does nasty language turn into what? I don't know. I get a creepy feeling when I hear that anyone wants to ban books because so many people have banned or tried to ban my books. That's a fact. That's not just blowhard self-promotion. It's a fact. But in any case, that's one of Sarah Palin's claims to fame. And it doesn't surprise me, considering the fact that, as we determined and talked about here last night, this is a woman who lost her soul to a cult. Stay tuned, ladies.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. the answer to AIDS, hepatitis, A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in 5 countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with colds, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part 1 of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part 2 for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in an FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. You know, I mentioned at the outset of the program that American Free Press is based here in Washington. Well, so is the Barnes Review. Now, I want to tell you, the latest issue of the Barnes Review just came out September, October 2008. Comes out 6 times a year, and this is the September-October issue. The whole issue, with the exception of some letters to the editor and some side materials, is entitled Russia and the Jews. Now, what this is, ladies and gentlemen, it is an important special issue of the Barnes Review, which is, it's kind of hard to explain. But let me explain what it is. You've all heard of Alexander Solzhenitsyn, who just died. Solzhenitsyn, some years ago, wrote 2 books entitled The Jews in the Soviet Union. It was two-volume series entitled 200 Years Together, Russian Jewish History from 1795 to 1916. This book was considered so controversial because Solzhenitsyn directly and honestly address the relationship of the Jewish people with the nation state of Russia, that it has never been translated into English. The book itself has never been translated into English. However, German historian Udo Volendi, who of course has been jailed in Germany in the past for daring to question official versions of World War II history as dictated by the Jews. Udo Volendi wrote in German an extensive review of Solzhenitsyn's book. And more recently then, John DeNugent, who has been a guest on this program, John DeNugent worked extensively on a translation from, from German to English of Udo Valendi's review of Solzhenitsyn's book, published in Russian, but which has never been published in English, if you follow all that. In any case, ladies and gentlemen, this is the only extensive report on Solzhenitsyn's Russian language work that is available in the English language, and it is quite an accomplishment. Congratulations to John DeNugent for his excellent work on this, and congratulations to the Barnes Review for publishing it. So I definitely think you ought to subscribe to the Barnes Review. And, you know, I'll tell you what, if you call in next week and tell them Mike Piper mentioned it, if you're not now a subscriber to the Barnes Review, I think maybe they might be willing to give you a free copy of this. If you call in the Barnes Review's number, get this as a sample copy. The number is 877-773-9077. And you might actually be able to check out some more information about the Barnes Review at barnesreview.com. Okay, I'm moving a little slow here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Do forgive me, as I say, I'm a little bit tired. In any case, you know, here I talked about this last night. We have Sarah Palin and John McCain. Now, they're playing the abortion card, the pro-life card, in this, the anti-abortion pro-life card to get the grassroots of the Republican Party stirred up. And at the same time, it's inflaming the liberals in the media and the liberals in the Democratic Party against Mrs. Palin in particular. But that is, in fact, having the effect of helping her. Well, as I pointed out, it's kind of ironic that Mrs. Palin and her running mate, the organized crime-connected guy from Arizona, you know, they are vehemently pro-life. And I don't find anything, I don't have a problem with that, whether it's for political reasons or whether it's for religious reasons or moral reasons, whatever. That's their right to take that position. But I find it ironic that these two who proclaim themselves pro-life seem to abandon that position when it comes to the conduct of U.S. foreign policy. They are anti-life. They want to declare war. They want us in a war against Iran. They wanted us in this war against Iraq. They're shaking the saber at Russia. They're warmongers. Yes, that nice lady is a warmonger. I heard you, folks. I know. She's a member of the National Rifle Association, and yeah, she has a nice smile, but folks, she's a warmonger. And she is a religiously fanatic. She's a religiously fanatically driven warmonger. So what's interesting is that now she's getting training sessions in foreign policy. Who from? Yes. Do I need to tell you? Joe Lieberman. Joe Lieberman has emerged as the official campaign spokesman for the McCain-Palin campaign on the foreign policy issue. Yes, Joe Lieberman, that devout Orthodox Jew, fanatic supporter of Israel, a racist Jew, a racist who says that he would object if his daughters fell in love with and wanted to marry a Christian. That's racism, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Lieberman's a damned racist. And this man is held up as a disgusting. But anyway, yeah, Palin and her running mate, they want to get us into some wars and butcher up some more American men and women. And you know, now the word is out. Suicides by soldiers this year could surpass the record rate of last year. There were 115 in 2007. I'm not sure the other figures here. My clipping is a little cut off. Anyway, the fact is, there's obviously a lot of dissatisfaction in the ranks of the troops I wish those troops, instead of killing each other, would come to Washington and kill the people that need to be killed, the warmongers. Oh, yeah, Sarah Palin. She is definitely in with the you-know-whos. In fact, I'm told that she was supposed to have a meeting with Phyllis Schlafly in Phyllis's Eagle Forum, but she pushed that aside instead to have a meeting with AIPAC. And apparently AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, just finds Mrs. Palin splendid, dandy, outstanding, tremendous. Oh, yeah. You know, I'm looking at a picture of her. She's a good-looking woman. Good-looking woman. She's going to get a lot of votes for that, ladies and gentlemen. Well, McCain's foreign policy. You know, that's always one of my favorite topics. I understand McCain has accused Putin of Russia of, quote-unquote, reassembling the Russian Empire. Not clear if that was in his acceptance speech, which I did not see and which I have not read, but I saw a quote about that. That is the same kind of rhetoric we are getting about Russia from the Council on Foreign Relations, from organized Jewish groups. This is where the rhetoric is coming from. Here's a classic story. Maybe you've heard about it. Charles Rangel, the congressman from New York, black liberal Democrat. He's chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. That writes the federal tax code. He failed to report $75,000 in income that he was receiving from rent in a villa in the Dominican Republic that he's owned since 1988. He never reported it on his federal or state tax returns. Kind of funny, huh? This guy wants everybody else, the rest of us, to pay these exorbitant taxes that squeeze us so we can fund these, fund these needless wars on behalf of Israel's survival and all these massive billions of dollars we give to Israel and give to Egypt to be nice to Israel. Yeah, we have to pay the taxes, the working people in this country. I just had to pay my rent the other day, and I had to struggle to do that, you know. And here, this guy who writes the taxes has been hiding his income. Well, a lawyer for Congressman Rangel says the congressman would most likely file amendments to his tax returns for the years in question. They say he may not actually owe federal taxes on it, only maybe state and local taxes to New York City, where he's a congressman from. This congressman, you know, he plays the race card quite a bit and portrays himself as a representative of minorities, of which he is one. Although the minorities in this country, it seems, are soon going to become the majority. But in any case, Congressman Rangel, he's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. How much you want to bet he won't go to jail for tax evasion? I'd be willing to bet on that one. Well, you know I'm an animal lover, and I'm going to catch hell from a lot of listeners for being an animal lover because they consider that communistic and socialistic and new age and stuff like that. And I don't like cruelty to animals, and I have a favorable view of the work of people for the ethical treatment of animals. And speaking of treatment of animals, I had steak for dinner this evening, ladies and gentlemen. Sitting there wearing a leather belt and leather shoes eating steak. So I just don't want you to think I'm a hypocrite. But in any case, PETA is complaining about the famous Postville, Iowa kosher meat packer and saying that they are engaging in inhumane slaughter. I'm not surprised to hear that, of course, because basically all forms of kosher preparation of food are vicious and inhumane. Kind of like the practice of ritual murder, which is common to Orthodox rabbis. Well, maybe not as common as it used to be, but let's put it this way, was part and parcel of the teaching. Stay tuned for more, ladies and gentlemen.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Oh, I'm just pleased as punch, as the late Zionist shill Hubert H. Humphrey used to say. The New Republic magazine, which is owned by the Asper family of Canada, major Jewish media moguls. For many years, the New Republic was owned by, God, what's his name, Martin Peretz, a hardline fanatic supporter of Israel. But in any case, the New Republic has an article by an Irishman named Noam Schieber, or Schieber, entitled Made Man, How Cindy Hensley Invented John McCain. Now, if you know the old so-called mafia lingo, a made man is someone who has been inducted into the mafia through a formal process, through a ritual process, usually after having committed a murder or carried out some act. So the legend goes. I haven't been inducted, so I don't know for I don't know firsthand. Just going by what I've read and seen in the movies. But in any case, it is no coincidence that the New Republic has this story calling John McCain a made man, because I am pleased to say that the New Republic is echoing what I first wrote 8 years ago about the fact that the McCain family fortune does come out of the crime syndicate. They don't address it as directly as I do, and they don't say it's the Jewish crime syndicate, which, of course, indeed it was, but anyone who knows any of the details can read between the lines, as most of the readers of the New Republic are pretty smart people. I would say probably a large number of them, if not a majority of them, are Jewish. So, excuse me, they get the basic idea. The story kind of implies that the Hensley family, from which Cindy Hensley McCain came, kind of got away from their organized crime roots, which, of course, is a good thing. But needless to say, I am so pleased that the stuff that I first wrote about 8 years ago and which made it onto the Internet is now being echoed in a lot of places. As I say, when I feel the need to pat myself on the back, I'm going to do it because I got this story out there. It's one of the few things I can really claim. it's become obviously very significant, and that's an understatement. It's a significant story because of the fact that this man, who paints himself as a reformer, he's anything but that. His origins and his actions are anything but those of a reformer. Speaking of origins and actions, I hate to even mention this little worm, but, you know, really, if you want to get an insight into the twisted psyche of Eric Hufschmidt, you really do need to check out his September 3rd rant. This guy, he just shouldn't. Somebody should whisper in his ear like the way he used to whisper in Christopher Berlin's ear every day. Somebody should tell Eric that the stuff he talks about and is obsessed with, and which keeps popping up in his broadcast, which he includes the transcription of, are just really weird. And I take a lot of satisfaction in this because I'll pat myself on the back again. I was one who was out there in front at the very beginning when I saw what was going on, warning people what trouble Eric Hufschmidt was. Even Christopher Berlin found out, and certainly Daryl Bradford Smith, to his great credit, found out. And I heard one of Daryl's broadcasts the other day. Daryl's such a changed man after he was able to shed the baggage of Eric Hufschmidt. I think Eric had latched on to Daryl and was exploiting him and using him, you know. And you know, he was trying to distract Daryl from his work, you know. And, yeah, this guy Hufschmidt is a real piece of work, ladies and gentlemen. The stuff that he writes about and talks about, I mean, it just drops out of his mouth. It's coming out of his brain, and that's what's really scary about it. Almost as scary as Jewish ritual murder. I mentioned that in the passing context earlier, and I wanted to come back to that. Don't take my word on the fact that there is a reality of something called Jewish ritual murder, which the late, great Arnold Leese wrote about. There's an excellent video on the topic that was available, and I assume still is, from honestmediatoday.com. Honestmediatoday.com. Mark Farrell, the producer of that video, was a guest on this show a year or so ago on this program. And as far as I'm concerned, some of these videos that Mark Farrell has put out are just some of the best available, and you don't find many like them. Agree or disagree with what he has to say, he's out there saying it, and I do recommend you check out his website at honestmediatoday.com, just like it sounds, honestmediatoday.com, and check out his very, very interesting video on ritual murder. Yes, it does take place. There's a solid realm of evidence indicating that it has taken place. This is not to imply that all Jews engage in Jewish ritual murder, but the fact is it has been carried out, and Mark Farrell's video demonstrates it beyond any question. Very well done, well-documented video. HonestMediaToday.com. All right, we are going to the break, and I do believe we'll probably go to the callers when we come back. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure, Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. You know, I have to say, great minds think alike. I was just thinking about Mark Glenn, and I was wishing that I could somehow contact him in the middle of this show, but I can't do that because I only have one phone line. But guess what? Mark Glenn is on the line. He needs no introduction to RBN, folks, so let's just bring Mark up. Mark.
How you doing, Mike?
Yeah, I'm glad you called. I was actually planning to call you, and I got sidetracked, and then I'm in the middle of the show. What's going on, Mark?
Well, like you said, great minds think alike. Well, I have four items, first of which is that I want to congratulate you on your new book.
Oh,
I'm
thank
sure
you.
That it is going to be just as fabulous as the others. After all, as I've told you before, your book and your writings, and I'm talking about Final Judgment, literally changed my life, and this is the reason why I'm out in the middle of Idaho with eight kids and a bunch of livestock. Is because
well,
of
let's just clarify that I don't have anything to do with the eight kids, but anyway, yeah.
Okay, number one, that's it. The congratulations on the new book. Secondly, I want to make a formal request of you that you appear on the show with me and Phil tomorrow morning, if you can. You know, I'm embarrassed that I waited 6 months to ask you.
You know, it never occurred to me. I listen to it every week. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it tomorrow morning, though. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay. Well, that's something I guess we can fix after the show. Third, I would just like to make a request, which is not just you, but everybody else involved in what we do. No longer should we say fanatical supporter of Israel any further.
Tell me why you say that.
Because it is redundant.
You're right.
Anybody who supports Israel is, by definition, a fanatic.
Well, this is true.
So fanatic.
This is true.
Yeah, because it's based on an irrational idea, number one, that somehow God favors one small group of people over the rest of us slobs, and that these people have been given the divine mandate to do whatever, literally, the hell they want to the rest
That's right.
of us.
That's mm-hmm. right.
So the whole idea of Israel is fanaticism in essence, and so there's no need to say fanatical supporter of Israel anymore. As soon as somebody says, I'm a supporter of Israel, automatically you know that they are insane.
I couldn't agree with you more. You know, yesterday I had occasion to talk with some people who, they were liberal Democrats, and we got talking about the Middle East, and I threw it out there that Israel was the cause of the U.S. involvement in Iraq, and it just amazed me how relieved both of these people seemed to be that I had actually dared to say that, because that launched them into a discussion about, yes, we have a lot of good Jewish friends, but, Israel is real trouble. So more and more people of all political stripes are coming to recognize that.
Well, I think that just like my friend who eventually died of lung cancer as a result of smoking 2 or 3 packs of cigarettes a day, every day for 40 years, realized, he did come to realize that smoking cigarettes was bad for him. Unfortunately, it was too late.
Yeah, well, some you know, that's the thing. We need more people to come around. Mark, I have a question for you. I was down at the American Free Press office today, and I got a phone call. I just happened to be there, and a phone call came in, and they asked me to take the call. I was just getting off another call, and it was a gentleman who noted that your website, crescentandcross.com, doesn't seem to be operating.
Yes, but it will be.
Okay.
I think that I hate to sound so conspiratorially minded here, but I think that I got hacked about a week ago because I noticed on my stats page that there had been a link to a Jewish telegraph agency site. And
okay.
When I clicked on that link, all of a sudden everything went haywire.
Okay.
So I should have that wrapped up by this weekend. So I will have it back up. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure that our people who, you know, they're fanatics about free speech as long as they're the only ones speaking. I think that they may have had something to do with getting it shut down about a week ago. So I will have it back up. But there was one other thing that I did want to mention.
Oh, go ahead.
I got a nice letter from a gentleman today in Montana, who I'm pretty sure must listen to this program. And he wanted to let me know, and this is a respectable man. He is, he's a lawyer, either retired or whatever. He's still, you know, he had the respectable title of lawyer at one time in his life. And he has announced that, on election day for president, he's gonna write in, either you or me for president. He hasn't figured out which one yet.
Well, that means, you know, you and I are going to have a debate here on this show one night.
No. I am going to defer to you, and the reason why is because anybody who looks at my home and my cars can see that I am not a financial genius, and given the mess that the United States is in right now, economically speaking, they don't want me for a president.
Well, yeah, considering the fact that they're all saying Sarah Palin should stay at home and take care of the kids, you've got 3 more kids than she does, so.
Congratulations again on the book, Mike.
Thanks, Mark. Hey, why don't you stick around some, you know, maybe I shouldn't use this terminology, you know. They say that there's a mafia terminology that says some friends of ours, which means they're fellow members of the mafia. Well, some friends of ours are on the line, Mark, and they'd probably like to talk to you. So,
All right.
If you can, stick around. Let's go to Jim from Texas.
Hello, guys.
How's it going, Jim?
Don't worry about it, fellas. It would be a tie if you voted for each other. So, and the lawyer is probably lying because you know how much faith I have in lawyers. And to say distinguished lawyer would be like Mike describing his big shot lawyer friend.
Well, keep in mind, you know, we did have some very noteworthy forefathers such as John Adams, who were lawyers. And so, in fact, John Adams, he was the one who actually defended the British soldiers who had been brought up on charges in relation to the Boston Massacre. So, you know, we've had some decent lawyers in our time.
Yeah, that's like saying that we've had some distinguished soldiers like Benedict Arnold, who was a distinguished soldier. Hello?
Well, it's funny you mention that, Jim, because actually I was having a conversation with Phil Turney the other day, and I pointed out to him that were it not for Benedict Arnold, we would not be the United States of America today. Yeah, we remember him as a traitor, but he was our greatest general.
He was. He won more battles than everybody else, and the only thing he did wrong was he wrote Washington a letter sent by courier saying, "Don't worry, George, I got your back." And that was...
You know, I have to tell you, I didn't know that about Benedict Arnold, about what a military tactician he was, or at least maybe the British troops he was up against. Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
Fort Ticonderoga, look it up.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yeah. Did not know that.
He went all the way into Canada, taking names and kicking ass.
Yes, he did. If it hadn't been for him. If he had not led the Americans at Saratoga, we would not have gotten the French support that we needed. That eventually, I have to bite my tongue in saying this, but it is a historical fact. Had the French not helped us, we most likely would not have won, at least in the fashion we did. So yeah, Benedict Arnold, he can be credited with creating and helping create the United States.
That's true, and so could John McCain. Or Barack Obama. Yeah, they helped create it. Or what's his name that financed the Russian Revolution? What's his name?
Jacob Schiff.
Jacob Schiff. He created the United States. God, what a mess he made of it, but he created it.
That's true enough. They've given us what we have today for better or for worse, and I think it's for worse.
But the main thing I find wrong with your tone tonight, both of you, is the fact that you would speak in any reverence whatsoever of anybody with the title of lawyer. So it kind of grinds in my guts.
Well Jim,
somebody that's voting for
here.
Me for president, I kind of find it hard to condemn them.
Not only that, Jim, but the fellow sent me $20, okay? And I mean $20 in cash. It wasn't a check. It was a... It was the real green stuff, if you want to call it green. So, and he had some very kind words to say about Mike and about me and about this little thing with Ted Pike that took place last week. And he basically said, "Don't worry about it. It's an endemic problem. We'll always be dealing with it. Here's $20 for your 8 kids."
You know, speaking of Ted Pike. You know, we've talked about it on this show, and it's been talked about by quite a few people. You know, I had this thought a couple days ago that you know, unfortunately, what Ted did by condemning that interfaith conference for peace between Muslims and Christians, he was essentially lending credence to the ADL and lending his own imprimatur to what the ADL was saying. By saying that it would cause good people to question the motivations of the interfaith conference, which is exactly what Ted was doing. I really, frankly, just wish Ted would have kept his mouth shut.
Or perhaps he could consider changing his name to Benedict Pike. It would work.
I like Ted Pike. I just wish he wouldn't have done it.
I do too. Yeah.
I used to read his stuff all the time.
And for the record,
I thought he was a nice fella until he got into this evil.
Yeah, Jim, honestly, he is a nice fella. And I'll say this for the record in case there's any lingering doubts out there. I have nothing but great affection for Ted. I think that he's wrong on this issue. But in general, I think he has done more good than harm over the years. He's another one of those guys who opened my eyes as to what was going on a long time ago. So. I cannot help but credit him for having done a lot of good, despite the fact that I disagree with him on the
I've watched his videos, I've read his columns, I've done all that stuff. But he let, which I accused Mike of in the past, he let the politically correct Pollyannish attitudes seep into his brain for some reason or another, that all of a sudden that there is such thing as evil Islamo-fascist. And that's what happened.
Yeah, that's correct, and it's unfortunate. Jim, hey, listen, I got to move on here. I got a big lineup of callers, but it's good to hear from you, as always. Well, we've got Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, come on up.
Oh, hi, Mike. Hi, Mark.
How you doing, Dave?
Pretty good. Yeah, you know, I think Reverend Pike, he views the Jews very differently than the Muslims. I think he believes, if I'm not mistaken, I think Reverend Pike thinks that a lot of the Jews are Christians, that they just don't know it yet, that ultimately they're gonna accept the same Messiah that of course Ted Pike has accepted.
So you know, I tell you what, that's a very interesting comment and a very and I think also an interesting insight. And you know, that I think probably does explain part of where Ted is coming from, but only Ted knows for sure.
Yeah. Hey, you know, Mark, I was going to call into the Liberty Hour tomorrow with this thought, but you know, we have a nice little chapel here at the VA hospital, and I go over there quite a bit. It's open in the daytime all day long, and it's a good place to think. But and you know what I was thinking, and I don't know whether the thoughts came from God. Who knows? You know, only time will tell. But you know, I've been thinking. You know, President Carter. You know, he was in the Navy. And, you know, I've always had a feeling that President Carter is a sincere, decent Christian man. And I believe First Lady Rosalynn is also a real Christian woman. But, you know, I have this funny feeling that, you know, the Liberty Hour has been getting better and better with Ray McGovern and, you know.
Tremendous.
And huh?
I said it's tremendous.
Yeah, and you know, all these great guests, Pete McCloskey and everything. But you know, I have a funny feeling that President Carter, I think the day's gonna come, maybe in the not so distant future, where President Carter's gonna grace the Liberty Hour as a very special guest.
Well, let
Mark, that's a
something.
Great idea, and I think you should try to get Jimmy Carter. You know, they didn't let him speak, I guess, at the Democratic convention, but, or they tried to stop him, but at any rate, I don't know if he did speak, but he'd make a great guest.
Well, as a matter of fact, Mike, since you started off our conversation by saying, great, Mike, minds think alike, that actually is something that is in the works. Can't give too much detail about it right now, but it is definitely something that's on the back burner.
Yeah, because there's no way that I can believe that President Carter, President Jimmy Carter, is going to turn his back on his own fellow swabbies. You know, no way. And he's a Christian man, and that would be a sin of omission if he doesn't address the attack on the Liberty. Because you know, it has to be addressed. Because you know, Lyndon Johnson justified that whole Vietnam War fiasco on the fact that U.S. sailors were fired upon on the open seas in the Tonkin Gulf. So therefore, we had to have years and years and years of war in Vietnam. So how the hell can Johnson justify the Vietnam War by the fact that sailors were fired upon in the Tonkin Gulf, and then turn around and then call back the jets that are going to rescue the Liberty from the Saratoga? I mean, what kind of creep was he?
Well, I know that question is rhetorical. We know the answer, though.
Yeah. No, I really don't know what kind of a creep he was.
If I can just make a prediction, okay, and of course, my good friend Hisham would accuse me of indulging in my usual business of hopelessness, or not hopelessness, but of being too, I don't know what you would call it, you know, irrationally hopeful. But I think that the day is coming. All of these people, you know, it's like Pat Buchanan. He was at a fundraiser one time, and the Secret Service detail that had been assigned to him, one of the fellows who was on his detail was one of the guys who was on the Liberty. I'm not going to say who he was because he has asked me to respect his privacy, which I will do. But he wound up a Secret Service agent, and he wound up on Pat Buchanan's security detail. And when Buchanan found out that he had been on the Liberty, he took him to the side away from everybody else and just drilled him and grilled him for half an hour. And Buchanan told him, he said, listen, he said, you fellas may think that nobody knows what happened to you. He said, but everybody knows. Everybody knows what happened to you and who did it. So my prediction, Dave, is that the day is coming. And as I said, of course, my good friend would accuse me of being, too hopeful about this. But I do believe that it is going to be the Liberty incident that is going to break. It's going to be one of the straws that breaks the back of the camel. And all of these men, Carter, everybody who had any place of importance in our national security infrastructure, they are going to come forward in some manner and say, yes, everything that these men are saying is the truth.
I hope and I pray you're right, Mark. And, you know, I think such a thing is likely. Dave, listen, thanks for your call.
Back,
ladies and gentlemen. We'll be able to squeeze in one more caller. We've got Steve calling from L.A.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org. Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
All right, folks, we're back. We're wrapping up the hour here. We have Steve calling from Los Angeles. Steve, come on up.
Hey, Mark. This is Steven, the English guy in Los Angeles. How you doing?
How you doing tonight?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I last saw you, Mark, at the No More Wars for Israel conference in Los Angeles.
Yeah, that's we're coming up on the one-year anniversary of that. Can you believe that?
My God, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, listen, I just wanted to say that, you know, you guys are really consistent. you can turn on the radio, you're always there, you're always putting the messages out. And as you said about the Liberty Mark, well, also Mike's book, Final Judgment, is the other linchpin in this house of cards.
Yes, absolutely.
And the both of you together are going to bring the house of cards down one day.
I just hope it doesn't come down on top of us.
That's where hopefully we'll be at the side. But basically, it's going to come tumbling down.
Oh, I believe that. I do believe that. If there's anything I know that. Yeah.
It is. And so, you know, Mike, as I say, you tune into your show. You're there every time. I know you're tired, but there you are again, putting out the message. Are you both going to be in Memphis in November?
No, I'm going to be overseas, actually.
Oh, what a shame.
And I will be under snow.
Okay. So neither of you going to go? Okay.
Honestly, I like I said, beginning around November the 1st, things get really ugly up here in Idaho, and we get snowed in, and I'm basically stuck here.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to be, I'm pleased to say I'm going to be sitting in the Middle East sun, so.
Are you really? Right? Now, you did not fill me in on this.
Well, I'll have to do that.
Oh, goodness. You, I'm
well, I was looking forward to seeing you, Mike, in Memphis, but if you're not going to be going, then that's, you know.
One way or another, somewhere on the face of the planet.
Well, keep up the good work, and I'll listen to the Liberty Hour tomorrow. Look forward to that. And is there any advice you can give all of us about the election? Is there anything we can do?
Oh, goodness. Well,
pray.
I mean, we had that lawyer that I talked about. He's going to write in my name or your name, Mike, one or the other. So.
Well, I just hope the military steps in the meantime and saves us the ugly task of having to make a choice that really isn't in our hands.
Yeah,
right.
That's
well,
right.
Maybe McCain will die in the first year, and she'll become, I don't know, it's kind of pretty scary.
Oh,
yeah.
It's pretty scary. All right, fellas.
God bless you, Mike. God bless
all
you,
right,
Mom,
thanks
okay?
for your call. Yeah,
thank
Mark,
you.
Thanks for calling in. I appreciate that. That was a nice surprise. I was concerned about your website, like I said, so we're glad to see that crescentandcross.com will be back in operation.
Yes,
so,
it will.
So those out there who check out that good site shouldn't lose hope. Yeah, I don't think I can make the show tomorrow, Mark, but I will probably be listening to the archives at one point or another and enjoying whoever you do have on the show. So,
well, it probably will just be Phil and me.
Well, that's always a good show. Good show in and of itself.
Absolutely. You know,
all right.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I'm just going to say, well, tell Vicky and the kids I send my best.
Well, obviously they send their best. You can hear them screeching in the background. I don't know if it's the sounds of laughter or the sounds of warfare, but
I thought that was the sheep. I thought
that was
the
kid. No, that was the kid.
I won't even go into it.
Take
all
care,
right, Mark. Good talk to you. I'll probably talk
you
to you tomorrow at some point.
See you, buddy.
All right, take care. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are wrapping it up. Thanks for listening in. Have a good evening. God bless you all. God bless America. We sure need it.
Gold has been.